Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, 1090 AM. Pete Gray here. Along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, we have the Ekstroms in town, Tim and Mary Lee Ekstrom from the Royal Star and Fisherman's Processing. Super fun. I think Fisherman's Processing questions are outnumbering Royal Star questions. Yeah. What's that all about, huh?
Great.
Yeah?
Huh?
Top shop.
I wouldn't have guessed that start the show, and you're right. Going through the text is so much, you know, yeah.
Everybody wants to know about their fish.
No doubt, man.
Yeah. It's important to people.
As it should be.
Yeah,
as
Tim,
it
right.
should be.
For sure. Well, we're having a great time talking fishing here, talking fish report.
Yeah, it's been a very busy morning, too. If you want to join us this morning, we would love to hear from you. We've had the phones were full, completely packed, solid, but we did have somebody drop off during the break. So there's an open phone line right now, an opportunity to get through on the phones. That's 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones. Or, again, keep those texts coming through the Let's Talk Hookup app. The only way to send in your text questions is through the app. Make sure you include your contact info as well in case you win that big prize. Again, one lucky caller or texter is going to be fishing on a trip on board the Liberty. We're giving away a full day trip at the end of today's show. Very cool. Pete, as you mentioned, it's time for the Catch Report. Today, our Catch Report sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. They have a complete deli with beverages, boating supplies, snacks and more, and San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shop. Also check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with all of the great freshwater and saltwater tackle along with live bait. Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Long Tramp in Mission Bay. ECBT, they're at the end of the 67 freeway at Maple View and Lakeside, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, they're on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check danalanding.com for more info. All the way around. And we got him standing by, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Tim, and Harley. Great show today. So much good info. You guys just do a fantastic job there. And so for my last report of 2024, you know, I wish I had some breaking news of worthy import. You know, no wide open yellowfin tuna up here. But it's just not happening, you know, with a very few exceptions. So standard fare has just been the bottom fishing. There are some big wings being caught on mackerels and sand dabs for the guys that know how to fish that deep structure. And a lot of reds and groupers and miscellaneous cod just about everywhere on that deeper hard bottom. But it's almost over, guys. Closes on January 1st through April 1st. Those cods get a really nice break. I miss my fried, deep fried red snappers for sure. But, yeah, they're going to get a break. So you can keep a sculpin or a whitefish, sand bass, calico bass like that, but no more cods after the New Year's. It's going to be over. And what took up the slack last year, pretty nicely actually, was some really good local halibut fishing. Now, I haven't seen it get started going yet. There's been a few, but soon coming when a little more pressure is put on it because that other stuff is closed. And or at Catalina, now those halibuts over there have been biting pretty steadily. And, you know, since the late fall, actually. And a lot of it is up shallow. But let me remind you guys, you've all heard of this big swell we've had along the coast the past week or so. And sadly, there's been a couple tragedies. But along with just that regular swell, you get those occasional rogue waves. And, I mean, it really happens for sure. So I'd stay out of the shallows till this swell event passes. And then after that, just go for it. But, yeah, something to be aware of. Now, Catalina's also got squid almost everywhere right now, bunch down east, bunch up west. And mixed in with it has been a sprinkle of sea bass, not a lot, but a little bit here and there, backside east and backside west, have both had some fish. So something to look forward to in 2025. You know we're going to be staying right on top of it here with our fish reports. So I want to wish everybody a happy new year. I hope you all get out there and catch a bunch of fish. And then, Pete, next year, this report's going to be at a different time
than
the last 30 years, right?
That is correct, Mark. We will start your report at 7:45. Starting next Saturday, you'll hear Mark Wish and Marcos at 7:45. So just tune in for that. And, of course, we'll be broadcasting live on The Fan, of course, live on YouTube, Facebook, and live on our Let's Talk Hookup app. So wait for that. And, Mark, I'll get you that nude phone number this week, and we'll talk to you 7:45 next Saturday.
That's going to be hard to get used to after, 30 years of this time frame,
it's
or whatever.
Only 15 minutes, Mark. It's all right, man. It won't go on. You can pull it off. Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks,
yeah.
Mark. Thanks for all your great reports for 2024, and we're looking for a whole bunch more at the new time, 7:45 in 2025. And of course, don't forget fishdope.com. Get your membership there. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. Hook up now your $30 code. And where do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. And the website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And you probably want to call first for the next few days because we've got kind of a relaxed schedule here until the end of the year.
Time off, eh?
We're taking a little time off.
Good for you. All right, Mark. Hey,
yeah.
Happy New Year to you, and we'll talk to you next year at 7:45.
Okay, you got it, guys. Happy New Year.
Thanks.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that very much. Well, while we're waiting for Marcos from C4 to get on the line, we had another great text come through. It says, morning, Tim and Marilee. Us fishermen that fish a lot would love the possibility of some sort of date on the packaging. Has that ever been something that was thought of, whether it be sticker or stamp? Is that possible? Absolutely love fishermen's processing. Would also love to utilize the older stuff in my freezer first. Appreciate everything you guys do. That's from Eric Sheets from Fallbrook.
Ah, Eric.
Troublemaker.
I love Eric Sheets. You know what? It's definitely been discussed with the capacity and the volume that we're going through. We're just not able to do date stamps that are going through. It's just it would slow down really our capacity at this point. So there are blank stickers. We work with a sticker company called Leapin' Lizards. And you could easily get a blank sticker and then put your own date on it when you go through. Just you can just order blanks.
Do you sell some blank stickers? Or
I don't, but I could.
But you could.
I'd be happy to.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So if somebody wanted to date their own, buy a whole row of blank stickers, they could buy
I'll figure it out. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Milwaukee. That's a great suggestion, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you, Eric,
it's something that we talk about quite a bit with the customers, but from our workload and where we're at, we're not at a capacity standpoint where we could pull that off, but happy to help with stickers.
And we have to, you know, one of the challenges of that day is we have to put the stickers on when the bag is dry and not cold.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
that's hard.
Yeah. So, you know,
how do we predict how many bags we're going to need with today's date on it? And but it's a great call. So we it's definitely something we can look at having blanks out there.
Yeah.
Milwaukee makes a it's a Sharpie, you know, but it's like for the construction industry that works really good or works averagely good when something is still damp, you know, better than something else. And that's what we always use. I just got one hanging on my freezer.
Oh, no kidding.
We do the same thing with beef or whatever and just, you know, big Sharpie mark, you know, this is what it is.
And it's a Milwaukee product.
Yeah. I'm sure there's
Thanks
a bunch
you.
Of other. Exactly. That's exactly it. It looks like a Saul's All. It's called the Mark's All, you know. But
no
yeah,
kidding.
Yeah, it's just so
no.
you like. It's a Sharpie that can write on stucco or concrete or wood or whatever else, but it works pretty good. It works a lot better on a damp bag than something else does. Probably not the right thing for it, but
it
works
pretty
good.
Might be a product you need in the tackle shop.
I don't like the idea of my guys having unlimited Sharpies available. You never know.
I have to keep ours in a special cabinet.
Hey, San Diego Anglers presenting Vicky Shark Vasquez. A marine biologist as seen on Shark Week on Saturday, January 8th, whenever day that is. I think it's a Thursday.
Thursday. Doors open at 6. Meeting starts at 7. It's at Portuguese Hall right here in Shelter Island. And you've probably seen her on Shark Week, but she's a shark expert. So really cool meeting, and it's going to be really super interesting. San Diego Anglers, January 8th. Doors open at 6 again at 7, and meeting starts at 7 at Portuguese Hall. It's free, as usual, for the San Diego Anglers, and want to thank them for all their hospitality and stuff that they show anglers throughout. Right,
the very best, man. No doubt about it. Always putting very cool speakers together, and they keep their meetings open to the public. They're just awesome group of people, no doubt.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. While we're waiting, why don't we talk to Rich? Rich is calling us from Bradley this morning. Good morning, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning and Happy New Year, guys. And I second that motion on the Milwaukee Sharpies. I liked them so much, I bought the value pack, and I could only find them at Home Depot, so if you're looking for them, that shit helps folks. I've got a question about fish processing, and there's times when I've been like on the road and I have to bring my own food saver to get the job done, because I'm just a little too far away from fishermen's processing. Like if I go up north and try to chase down salmon in Oregon or something, and I want to bring home a good quality product, and I'm hoping maybe from some of the things that you've learned from trial and error that you could give us maybe a few tips on doing it just a little bit better, because sometimes I get it right and sometimes they fail, and I get it out of the freezer and it's a disappointment. Other times it works just fine. So maybe you could give us a little inside baseball from what you learned the hard way.
Well, I mean, from what you're telling me, I think that going back to what we said earlier about making sure, for us, the most important thing is a seal on that bag, and you just have to get that thing dry and clean in order for it to be a rock solid seal. And your vacuum has to be, I mean, at least at 98 to 99% in order for it to really, really hold. You got to get all of that air out of it, like everything. Even if you look at that bag and you can see little micro bubbles, I was taught this by our guy who works with our machines. If you really look at it close, you see those little micro bubbles. That's
you gotta cut it open and start again.
Yeah, you gotta start over again.
And we do that frequently, because we just want to make sure it's the best product.
Perfect.
If you notice anything in the parking lot, we'll take it in and reseal it right away, because those micro bubbles, that's gonna give you freezer burn.
That's the difference between his food saver sealer and like the big giant chamber sealers that you guys have. That is the difference.
So those little, I mean, I'm talking little micro bubbles. It looks like fizz almost. There's a little bit of me if you see them in there, and that's where that little freezer it starts and it expands, after it sits in the freezer there for 3-4 months, you'll see it blow up and turn into a big freezer burn spot. So that's about the best advice I can give you.
Yeah. All right. Good stuff. Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that. That does free up a line at 213-432-1090. Open right now. I have a great text. Now, it's a little long, and I normally wouldn't read it, but it's a really good text, and it's from Chris in Queen Creek, Arizona.
All right.
And, so good morning, guys. I can't say enough good things about Merrily and Tim at Fisherman's Processing. I live in Queen Creek, Arizona, which is the southeast corner of Phoenix metro area here in Arizona. I had a trip on the Nulawan in July and Captain Adam, and it was a charter through Phoenix Fishing Supply, and I was advised to call Fisherman's Processing a week in advance to set up a reservation, which is always something you should do, I will add there. There were three of us traveling together, and it was our first trip for these guys. However, we came back with only one fish between the three of us, but they were able to take deposits from the other two reservations and roll it into the processing fee for this 150-pound bluefin tuna, which is a point. Which is a point that you said. When you make that deposit, if you don't catch a fish or something else, you get it back, or you don't roll into something
else
or whatever.
It's your money. You don't lose it. No.
It's not like an airline.
The only time you would lose that deposit is if you chose to go to another processor.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like if you choose another processor.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Thank you.
A penalty.
I mean, and then I want to know why you chose them.
Because my
goal is not to take your deposit. My goal is to process your fish.
Absolutely, yeah. So he says, but what's more impressive, when we went to breakfast across the street, which sadly we can't do that anymore, by the time we were finished with breakfast, we got the phone call saying our fish was ready. Fast, amazing, professional, packaging was superb, and impressed with those guys.
Thank you so much.
So
that means the world.
I thought that had lots of good points in it, and like I say, a lot longer normally we'd read on the show, but there's lots of things to take from that.
Yeah, and I think to his point, point, like, you know, he was advised a week before. That could have been when he made his reservation. I recommend everybody make your reservation as soon as you secure that you're going on a trip.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
Totally.
Because especially in the height of the season, I can't tell you, like, we hit capacity. I would love to help everybody. I just want to be able to take care of the fish the right way. So if you make a reservation for a boat trip, please call us or get online and make your reservation. Put your deposit down.
It's really a good opportunity to make the point about the reservation thing. Like, what was the purpose of that? The purpose was to make the process, the whole processing experience, better for the customer. It enables us to staff accordingly, plan accordingly. There's those variables, of course. We never know. We don't know what the fish is going to be like. We you know, there's no way you can predict that. However, if you make your reservation in advance, one thing you're 100% assured of is that your catch is going to be processed by us. You know, you do not have to have a reservation to use Fisherman's Processing Service, but we cannot recommend it highly enough. Make your reservation. That way you're assured that your product is going to be processed. And again, it enables us to staff accordingly. That's probably the biggest thing. And, you know, if for example, if we only have 10 reservations on the book, well, you know, we're not going to have 30 guys back there, you know, ramped up, ready to go. But if we have 30 reservations or 40 reservations,
yeah, all hands on deck.
Yeah, we're going to throw everything we have on it.
It's a good business practice for you guys to do that, because what was happening before, people would make reservations at all the processors, and then everybody would get screwed except one processor.
Yeah, well, they choose the shortest line.
Yeah.
And you know, I get it. I you know, that's smart customer game the system, but you know, that doesn't benefit.
But it penalizes everybody else that couldn't get a reservation.
Right.
Because somebody else took
their
reservation.
They got turned away.
Exactly, right.
So it's just a better business practice.
Yeah.
The other thing is the dynamic of our length of trips has just changed. You know, there is such good fishing in shorter range. You know, you go back 5, 6, 7 years ago, and there was a lot more 5 and 7 and 8 day trips, which means that boat made it to the dock every 5 to 7 to 8 days. Now there's such tremendous fishing in the 3 and 4 day range, and which just means the opportunity for another boat to be coming into the same day of yours. It's just increased. There's a lot more boats that hit the dock a lot more often than they did in the old days.
Right, and you know, guys, again, on the reservation thing, you want to talk about, reservation, I got to pay $100, and if that dissuades somebody from, that's fine, but I'm here to tell you, there is, I don't quite know how to vocalize the panic that we've heard people express when all of a sudden,
oh man,
we're full.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
and that guy over there, he's full too.
Yeah.
And that guy over there, he's full. And, you know, my guy is sitting there with 6 or 8 fish on the sidewalk going, what?
Now what do I do?
Yeah.
Totally.
I can't ever. And all the processors are like, hey, you know, I wish you would
have made a reservation.
I wish you would have made a reservation.
Yeah.
I'd do anything I can to help you. But today we do not have the capacity. So it's
there's
worth
the ice house right there.
I don't have another tote.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
I mean,
make the reservation. It is so worth it. And like Marilee said, I mean, it's 100% refundable.
Yes.
We're going to refund it.
Yeah.
We're going to hold it.
And if your fish processing is $80, you're going to get $20 back, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Right. That's the other thing. It goes towards the processing bill. Exactly.
Yeah.
Let me mention another thing about the reservation also, because we've had multiple anglers, and there's been some discussion about this. Okay, I'm a regular long-range angler, and I book 3 trips, right, for the year. I book a 4-day in you know, July, a 7-day in September, and a 15-day in the wintertime. You need a reservation for every trip.
Well, sure.
That's 3 different reservations. Yeah,
it's 3 different trips.
There cannot
three
be
different reservations.
There cannot be confusion on that.
There cannot be. And the
there's
other
no
thing, too, another thing that's a confusion.
There cannot be. That's not a confusion.
So,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, but if there's 3 guys in one group, okay, the guy from Arizona, there were 3 of them in one group. You need 3 reservations.
Thanks for saying that, Pete. I was going to add that. Yeah, you can't call me up and say, okay, I want 1 reservation. It's for 6 of us.
Yeah.
It's like, well, then you're paying for 6 people, and I've got to staff differently for 6 anglers hitting limits than 1 person hitting limits.
Yeah.
So if you're paying for all 6 people, it's going to be 6 tag numbers. That's totally fine, but I need to know it in advance so that I staff appropriately.
Yes.
Because it's way different. If I just have Pete, but I've got Pete and his Let's Talk Hookup charter, that's a little different.
Gotcha. Tim, I have a fishing question. question. This being the second to the last show of 2024, let's make some forecasts for 2025. What do you think? What do you
That's something everybody loves to do.
Yeah.
Tell me exactly how good my trip's going to be.
What are we going to catch in 2025 based on... I mean, things are changing right now. This is a very different year than last year, and the year before it was a very different year.
I have a prediction. Fish.
We're going to catch fish.
Yeah.
A lot in the ocean.
A whole bunch of them.
There's a lot of colder water this year. There's definitely a very different cycle, and we talked about it when I was on the show last. It's this pervasive downhill current, you know, this California current, and seeing all this bluefin pushing as far south as it is, I confidently predict that we're still going to be catching bluefin, and there's going to be a lot of that available. The real question is, how is this yellowfin tuna thing going to shake out, especially a few years down the line? Because while we saw just, you know, a million acres of 60 to 90 pounders, I can't say we saw a million acres of 5 to 8 pounders or 10 to 12
right.
pounders. So, you know, where were they? Are they going to show up? Yeah, that to me is the big unknown. I still, that said, based on the health of the
abundance of life right now,
the health of the area, the resource, the entire food chain, beginning with the fin fish and all the way up, I think that we're going to continue this incredible trend of good fishing, be it yellowtail, be it tuna. You know, I think we're going to see a whole lot of good fishing. And I know that's the politician's answer, but I think that we can, you know, you got to prepare for everything.
Yeah.
For
okay.
Sure.
So let's talk about the A word. And I'm going with the Tommy Rothery theory. The Tommy Rothery theory says that I'm predicting albacore for 2025. And I'm going to stick with that. But this year, right now, tons of anchovy around. You go to the bait receiver, beautiful anchovy. Could it happen?
Merrily, cool. You must know going into this that Pete is the one to predict albacore and has every year for about the last 15 years.
Yeah.
So that he's the last man standing. Yeah. He's the last man standing that was going to predict albacore
Tommy
next
Rothery
year.
Originated.
That's true.
Right,
the two of you are the last standing so that when it finally does happen, Pete will be the one who did it.
Who predicted it.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and I've been in this industry through marriage for about 32 years, and I've heard this prediction.
Yeah, it happens.
And I wish you well.
Oh, thank you very much.
So one thing I can say is, and this goes back, you know, probably I think we're 20-something plus years, and it used to be every year, pray for albacore. Nobody prays for albacore anymore.
We were way past that.
Yeah, do we really want albacore?
We
don't want any big 150-pound bluefin. Yeah. We don't want any 80-pound yellowfin.
We want albacore. We want albacore bad. We love those little guys, but you know, we're not gonna like pin all our hopes and dreams on those anymore because we've done so well with all of this bluefin and again everything else that comes along with it. There's been so many years now where those albacores have not arrived on scene that, you know, if they come, great, what a bonus. I mean, I can't wait to see that myself again, return to the albacore cycle.
It could happen, though.
We've talked about this before. Can you imagine there's an entire generation of anglers that fish on our boats, kids, that haven't even seen one?
Yeah, Ricky, I haven't even seen one. Did you ever see one?
Let alone caught one.
Didn't one sneak through this?
40, man. I've been through two cycles of them.
Okay, I've been
in the tackle store since I was 15, man.
Yeah, but there's a lot.
That's what they were here in the 90s.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids. You know, a lot of, you know, 15, 16, 18 year olds, 30 year olds.
Duke?
They haven't seen it.
I would say
Duke hasn't seen them, right?
Oh, he's seen them, but he hasn't, like.
When he was an infant.
When he was coming on, so 2004. Yeah, he's never been on the boat. We've had, you know, like
a ripping
albacore bite.
Yeah.
I would say the same thing. Like, half of the guys who work at the tackle store, I think are some of the best fishermen that I know. Like, amazingly skilled, done everything, gone everywhere, big tunas and swordfish. And a lot of those guys have literally never seen a live one
before.
And, I mean, they're extremely accomplished fishermen. And, like, half of our crew has not seen a live albacore before.
Pretty amazing.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, for sure. here. You have a good text.
I sure thought so. It says, Tim, being the professional that you are with Royal Star and Fisherman's Processing, it's clear second best is never good enough, and I love the what you guys strive for. I have a problem. My home processing game is second best. I'm using a Food Saver vacuum packing machine, and it's not right. I know it's going against what we've been talking about a little bit, but can you recommend for a home processor what the next level of vacuum packing needs to be?
I really cannot say that I'm in the high in the experience department when it comes to the home processing. I will say that I have seen, because my son's done it a few times with his friends, that Food Saver product, and it's not anywhere close to what the product that is produced on those, you know, heavy commercial vacuum machines. Yeah. It just, I don't think that it has the same amount of vacuum. I mean, I know those machines that we use, it's like 99.8%, 99.2%. I mean, all of the air gets out, and the bags too. The bags are, you know, the Food Saver bags, they're I don't think they're 5 mil, at least the ones I've seen aren't. So I think that's the biggest difference. But it's, you know, I mean, the difference between 96% vacuum and 99% is like night and day.
Lolly and I bought a Vacmaster from Harold Davis like 20 years ago, and I'm going to say it's the best investment we ever made.
Which is a chamber seal.
It's a chamber seal. It's like a commercial grade unit, and it is. We use it not only for fish, but for soups, for lobsters, for packaging anything. I mean, it is bar none one of the best things. But the key is 5 mil bags. You got to get that 5 mil bag. But you get the perfect vacuum as long as you have your machine set up right. You put the oil in. It's a no brainer. And they're not cheap. They're like $1,000. But we've had it for 20 years, and it's, you know,
yeah,
we
it's
use
worth
it all the time. It's worth it.
It's way worth it.
Spend the money, get the good one.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's probably one of the most frequently asked questions.
Yeah.
Even Roy Rose and his wife are asking me, Marilee, what's our vacuum?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's kind of big for your house in Cabo,
yeah,
but here
big.
You go.
But yeah, this is just a single chamber.
I love it.
It fits in the closet. We have a little rack that it fits in the closet. It works great. Yeah.
Hot off the wire. Text from Gerby on the boat.
Gerby. Hey.
80 yellowfin tuna, 14 bluefin this morning.
Come on.
Whoa.
Let's
30,
go.
This morning, it's 8:30. Read that again. How many?
80 yellowfin, 30 to 40 pounders, 14 bluefin. He says small ones, 25 to 30 pounders.
Those boys have been busy this morning.
Yeah.
That's a serious hit for 8:30 in the morning. That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more texts, and a whole lot more with the gang from Fisherman's Processing and the Royal Star. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surger Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Surger. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at surgersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's surgersportfishing.com. Look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time. Again, if you want to get through, it's been a very busy morning. 213-432-1090 is the phone number, or send us a text. Keep those rolling in on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, for sure. Great stuff here. And I have a really, really good text from our good buddy Cheer in Cardiff. And,
love Cheer.
Cheer's great. And there are like dozens of these in the text. It says, "Hi, Pete, Rick, Tim, and Mary Lee. Just my opinion, by the quality of service and quality of processing, Fisherman's Processing is quite a bit above the rest. Also, Mary Lee, thank you for the smoking brine. You're the best." But I'm telling you, like, Ricky, I mean,
it's
like dozens of texts.
Yeah.
Like, everybody like throwing kudos out at you guys. So
nice.
Keep up the good work.
And we do have it back. Thanks, Chair. We have smoking brine packaged and ready for you if you guys need it.
So explain that.
So just like we have the rubs, we also, our brine, we actually bag it up and you can take it. So it's for you if you want to do some home smoking. Everybody's got
like you want to smoke a turkey or you want to smoke your own fish or whatever.
Yeah.
So we have
a pre-made brine package and it's got the instructions on the back. And
how sweet is that?
Yeah. So we keep it in stock.
Okay.
Yeah. Cheer was a big instigator. We had sold out. He asked me for some more. I'm like,
come on, Mary Lee, bring it back.
And we had it there in 24 hours.
Yeah. So let me tell you guys about the biggest difference especially the front of the house and some of the critical feedback that we received prior to Merrily taking over. There was a lot of critical feedback about the lack of communication and how difficult it was to get a hold of somebody and have a live voice. That's all out the door. Now, when you call Fisherman's Processing, you get a live voice on the phone immediately, and if you don't, if it goes to the machine, you'll get a call back as soon as they're off the phone with the call.
Even if you don't leave a message, we actually, every missed call, we call back.
Oh, we know who you are.
But
Not quite that.
And I know myself I'm probably your average guy, man. And if somebody doesn't pick up the phone, I hang up. Or I'm a lot less likely to text or look for a text or whatever. I want to talk to somebody. That has been the biggest difference up there. And God, what a tremendous impact it's had, in addition to having an answer, you have a positive, cheerful.
Yeah. Catherine and Jordan are
just really someone who's helpful.
You know, they want to help. Like, just explain it to us. How can we help you?
And you talked about in the beginning about what some of the challenges are, and it's because they're all individual orders, and like you can't
individual boats with how many individual passengers on every single one. So we got to talk to you to know what you want.
So you can't relay a custom order without talking to somebody about it. It doesn't happen over text.
Yeah, and hey, let me touch upon that real quick on the fish processing side. I want to tell all our listeners, everyone, the best result, the best chance at getting the perfect result that you want is to make your order as simple as possible.
I'll bet.
Simple is better. When you say, okay, I want it in 1 pound packs, that is about perfect. And I'm not saying you can't customize your order, but you just got to remember there's so many moving parts. There's so much going on that, when it's, I want one fish this way, three fish this way, two fish that way, the odds of something going awry in something complicated are unfortunately pretty good, as opposed to a simple order. So
more and more and more that you get.
Yeah, you just got to, again, we're all about custom orders. We'll do whatever, but you guys just remember that the best result is achieved through simplicity. So I want to throw that out there.
I like it.
Very good. Well, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Chuck? And Chuck this morning calls from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, man. I can't wait to have albacore that sat in the brine instead of the sack all day. My God, it was half cooked, wasn't it? These kids that don't know, they're not missing that much. It's just another species. There's other fish that fight so much better. But you had to go so far out, you know. Now, I got a reputation with the people I give fish to. I give them smoked fish when I can't freeze it. I don't like freezing it, so I give it to them smoked after 5 days in the ice. And I bag it as soon as I get home. But the people that give me fish to smoke, are they hitting them with fresh water when it looks like white? I couldn't even tell what the last fish was they gave me until it thawed out. Is that water that bad
for it? That's exactly what it is. Yeah, you don't want to put fresh water when you're flaying it, or just the tiniest amount possible, and dry it off completely with a paper towel. But fresh water, it does bad things to the fillets when you go to put it in a bag, vacuum seal it. It gets that soft layer. I mean, it doesn't ruin it. You just have to trim off that little layer before you prepare it.
Yeah, and the paper towel is sticking to it like a magnet. So,
yeah.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, well, you got it. See ya.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call. Hey, this portion of the show sponsored by the best place in the world to get your gasoline, and that is, of course, Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's the place to fill up your car, your truck, your boat, the lowest gas and diesel prices. It's just amazing how they do that. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. Summit's also the best place to get your ice, your snacks, 25 cents for your first 5-pound bag of ice. Can you believe that? Or $3.99 for 25 pounds of ice, as many as you want. That's half the price of others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill. Kirkland products for lower prices than the store that makes them. Dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents and so much more. Summit Gasoline, the best place to get your ice and your fuel, is at the San Diego Sports Arena right next door. It's part of the San Diego Sports Arena. You just drive right in and 27 bays, all the room you want to get in there. It's a great spot.
How much ice do we need to bring if we're picking up our same day fish processing? Like, how much ice do we need to show up with?
None. It's gratis. It's complimentary with every order.
Part of the deal.
That's something that, again, besides the table ready product and the amazing 5-mil bags and what goes on, we will fill your chest with ice or gel packs if it's frozen, and that is part of what you pay for at Fisherman's Processing.
The level of customer service on loadout still is probably like next to watching the guys just like unbelievably cut quickly through big fish is so cool to me. Just watching, there's a team member like helping you load the cooler, throwing bags of ice in it, throwing the coolers in the back of the truck, whatever it is. It is the perfect send off. It's the handshake. It's the I got you covered on every little bit of it. You show up, we got you taken care of. That's what you're paying for. Go enjoy your fish.
We use food analogies a lot, and we want to be the cherry on top of the trip. We want to finish it off.
This is a funny text. Dave in Marine Del Rey says, what do you do with the carcasses? If I wanted to buy some heads, would you sell them to me?
Well, first of all,
if you want to keep your heads, you can.
Yeah. You can come down and take heads.
Take all the carcasses. You want your carcasses, you can keep them, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, honestly, we were joking earlier about it, but we do put pet kits together. Like, some people want the bloodline or for their cats or their dogs or to go from there. And if you do want the heads, it's actually kind of, it used to drive Tim crazy in the freezer. The heads in the freezer that are going through. We have plenty of heads that are going around there, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Back in the day, we used to zip tie a head to the bottom of like a yellowtail head or something to the bottom of a hoop net, and it was absolutely the best bait. Not anymore.
A sea lion would grab it and then drag your hoop around before it hit the bottom. Like, while it's still sinking, one would already have had his head in there and grab it, swim it off somewhere else. Zero chance of doing that these days.
Yeah, for sure.
I had a fun text come through. It says, good morning, Pete, Rick, Merrily, and Tim. What a pleasure to have you two on the show today. Your fish processing is absolutely the best. My question is for Tim. With this little bit of weather we have going on right now, it made me start to think, could you tell us a story of some of the craziest weather, when and where you've gone through over your career fishing, and primarily, what's the biggest fish that you guys have ever had come across the table at Fisherman's Processing?
Wow.
So I've only been hands-on for the last year, and we had a 300 and 315 or 316 come through this summer. But that world record came through on the XL. Got to see that, see the pictures of it. That was amazing.
Wow.
So that was pretty impressive. And I heard that they took that to have a mount made, which I don't blame them. It's a world record.
Yeah,
come on,
record.
Go from there.
Yeah.
We've done some pretty big swordfish there. Swordfish in like 500 pounders.
500 pounders?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. And we've got that hoist for lifting it up and going from
Holy
there. So.
I will tell you the coolest fish that I saw us fillet, and there was that 160-pound OPA.
That OPA was amazing.
Oh, yeah. 160. Yeah, let's see. Cool. That's a monster.
It was huge. Yeah, but I mean, like, the
yeah,
whole...
Yeah, they used a step ladder.
That was stopped. We all stopped.
That was on the Royal Star Trek, the four-day Royal Star that I was on.
Huge.
What? Yeah, it was giant.
Yeah, the whole shop. Everybody stopped.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we watched George fillet that thing up.
And what an oddly shaped fish. You know what I mean? Like, they're so round. Like, there's no, like, oh, I got to reach over to the other side. Like, there is no doing, like, the number of 360s that thing probably had to do on the table before it was done getting cut. It's got to be wild.
That's
like,
exactly
weird. I'll bet.
Speed.
Yeah. That's cool.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's right.
Does a weather day come to mind
I'm gonna tell you guys, when we're talking about weather on the boat, I always, when the trip starts, I always remind everybody that, you know, we recognize it as a vacation experience. So, avoiding the weather at all costs, you know, if we can, and put you guys in the best position to fish or to travel in calm weather, that plays big into our game plan. And we don't see anywhere near the kind of weather nowadays as we used to be. You know, Starlink on the boat 24/7, the forecasting is so accurate. It's just incredible. So, you know, I don't want to tell a weather story and scare anybody off because it isn't like that anymore.
Yeah.
When we see weather coming, we're out of there.
Yeah.
You know, and we have our boats are obviously they're designed for offshore. They're incredible platforms. They're safe as hell. And we've been in some weather that you don't want to be in, and the boats handle it well. But we don't do that anymore. We don't have to do that anymore because the forecasting is so good. We can and all the way out a week ahead, we construct our game plan, our strategy based on minimizing the weather. And if that means going in and fishing the coast on a day where it's blowing like hell on the outside, you know what? We go into the coast. And not that we put it up to a vote, but I guarantee you, 100 times out of 100, if I go in the galley and there's 20 of us sitting there, I go, okay, guys, you got a choice of going out to Laos Rocks in 30 knots with 12 to 15 foot seas. We're going to go fish the beach, try for a few yellowtail where it's flat calm. Can I get a vote?
Yeah.
What do you mean? That timepiece cannot be admitted to clock the amount of time.
I can tell you, they come in the next morning at the shop and everybody's got bedhead and they're still kind of moving. I'm like, you just sit down.
We've certainly dealt with some weather, you know, on the backside of storms or coming up the line when you have to go. But like I said, it's usually a 10 or 12 hour affair where you got to hold on for both hands, and then it's over.
Well, speaking of how rad the Starlink and communication is, about 30 seconds after Tim got the text that, you know, you guys had 80 tuna and everything else this morning, 5 minutes later, my boat partner and best fishing buddy Neil's on the boat, and I got the same text about a minute later. Like, it's just wild how cool the communication.
Oh, Neil's on the boat the 4 day right now?
On the boat right now,
okay.
Getting on the fishing. And he said it was absolutely...
Did he catch like 40 of the 80?
He said it was absolutely wild this morning. He said it would bite 100 pound in the corner, no problem. Pin a bait on, put it in the water, you have one on. Sounded really, really
sounds like late December for it.
Dude, it's almost
December,
January.
January
in a couple days. This is unreal. Yeah.
And just to point out the convenience of that Starlink, if you forgot to make your reservation,
yeah, straight up.
You can get a hold of us from the boat.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm just putting it out there.
I
like it.
Yeah, I just send it.
We're here for you. Just communicate.
All right. Had a great text this morning. It touches on something that we've already talked about. It says, good morning, guys. I absolutely adore Fisherman's Processing. I wouldn't go without it. You guys provide the best service. What happens to all the byproduct is his question, and says, I can't imagine what a storage problem that might be.
So we send it out for cat food.
We work with the cat food company, and it's actually how we get our recycling
credit. They come and
credit.
Pick it up?
Yep.
Yeah, almost daily in the height of the season.
Wow.
So we have containers, and we position the bycatch over in a different refrigerated area, and it goes to a cat food company. It's how we get our California composting and recycling credit.
Okay. Yeah, we don't sell it. We just give it to them. Yeah, it's a lot, as you can imagine.
To his point, the storage is the thing, and that's why I wanted to read that text. Is like you couldn't possibly store that much stuff, and I know that's one of the struggles of it is when we're talking about having 20 boats come in, you know, over a couple of day period, just being able to keep that much fish and turn it and move it has got to be one of the biggest challenges.
And that's a really good opportunity to talk about the storage and capacity and why we've adapted our systems and how it's evolved going to the end product, the frozen products, why we have implemented that 14-day cold storage. Like, you have 14 days of free storage of your product there, which is really generous. That's a long time. So, you know, you get your fish processed, you want it frozen, you have to pick it up within 14 days. 14 days, cold storage kicks in. And I'll tell everybody, it's an exorbitant fee. It's expensive. And the reason why is because we don't want your fish there. We want you guys to pick it up, take it home, enjoy your product, and you know, we
share with your friends,
but we only have so much capacity. And when we're in height the season, man, it stacks up. The freezer's huge.
How many people utilize the cold storage fee?
Very, very, very few.
Well, once they get it, that's a lot.
They understand
it.
Very few. But you know, and we said it before on the show, we just want to reiterate it, we don't want to charge you.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
It's the last
thing
we want
to do. No, I'm not a cold storage business.
Yeah,
I'm a fish processor.
No. You're not looking to use that as a profit source. You're looking at it as a, hey, man, you've been given two weeks. That's plenty of time to get all your affairs in order. Let's come get this so that there's,
or have it shipped to you
so that there's room for the next guy.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's all it is. Is like you gotta make room for the next guy that wanted the same level of service that you got.
That's right. And in years past, we actually were held up. Like, we could not bring more fish
for processing
because we didn't have any room.
It was a bad system.
Oh, it was just it just needed to be evolved. You know?
Yeah, it had to change.
And hey, on that note, also for everybody listening. One thing I really want to emphasize, as far as your processing goes, before your trip or during your trip, have a plan as to what you're going to do with your fish. Like know what you want done as far as your processing, what you want. That way, when the trip gets in, you can leave your instructions and move the process along as quickly as possible. It makes such a difference, and I know this probably sounds stupid to have to say it, but you'd be amazed at how many times, and again, guys, I've been involved in fish processing more than I ever thought I would be this year, but up at the top of the dock watching anglers come up, and you know, here's a big pile of fish on the sidewalk, and they're rubbing their chin, oh, what am I going to do with this now? You know, and all of that adds up to minutes, and those minutes add up to hours when it comes to moving the process along.
Right.
So have a plan. Know what you're going to do with your fish as far as your processing order goes, and know what you're going to do with your fish once it's processed. You know, I mean, that way it's a real clear path for everybody to again, move that process along.
Yeah, I love it. Sure. I thought this was a great question for Tim. It says, hey, Tim, this is Steve from Escondido. What a great show this is, as usual. My question is, Tim, if you were in the position of a private boater and wanted to deliver the perfect product back to Fisherman's Processing from a big bluefin, what would be the best method to get that sushi grade out of that fish?
Slush with a bag, for sure. The big bag.
Steel bags.
Yeah,
the big white bag.
Big white bag, loaded with ice. I don't know that it depends on how long you're going to be in there, but it's going to be in there. You don't need to add too much salt because you don't want to freeze the thing. Do you guys add salt?
No.
Yeah,
just ice.
I would really be cautious about that because, you know, you add that salt, you bring that you can bring that temperature down below freezing.
It makes such a nice product.
Yeah. But definitely, you know, bleed your fish out, gill and gut it. Bring a cord out there. Bring the tripwire.
The circuit breaker.
Circuit breaker from APCO.
Bring the circuit breaker. Bring, you know, a long piece of a heavy mono, something to run it down the spine. Dress it out right away. Don't let it sit. Get those guts out of there, and then pack it with ice in that bag, or if there's slush, immerse it in that ice, and it will be.
Don't fillet it and then put it on ice when exposed like that, right?
No, definitely not.
You don't want to touch in that fresh water. Right?
No. And your fish you're better off keeping that fish whole and letting it chill for at least 24 hours.
Absolutely.
That's actually better. Everything relaxes. The quality of the meat.
At least 24 hours.
Yeah, at least.
And that's our recommendation with everybody. Give us a whole fish. Keep it on ice.
Yeah.
Even with the local guys, a lot of the boats will come back with, like, the crew had filleted it for them, and they're like, we're sorry. And I'm like, hey, just next trip, just tell them not. Because at that point, you're going to have a small fish fee because you've already got filleted product. And we can't we can't guarantee the yield. We're just trying to fix somebody else's cut job.
Right. Hey, this portion of the show is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing. We've been talking about it all morning. It's so easy. Book your long-range trip or book your local trip or whatever and book your processing. Hey, more same-day capacity. You said he doubled the same day.
Yeah, we have.
He did.
So it's the only place to go, Fisherman's Processing. Check, make your reservations at fishermansprocessing.com. And give us the kind of the gist on your website. When you go to fishermansprocessing.com, how does that work?
As Tim said, it's keep it simple. So you pull it up. It's a black web page with two green buttons. One's for shopping, where you can get our rubs or our logo.
So you can actually shop for the rubs, and you'll ship them the rubs.
And the other one says make your reservation. So you click on the green button. Put in your customer profile information, make a reservation. You just say what boat you're going to, what landing it's at, accept the terms, which mean when your processing's done, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
We're going to ship it to you. And it's a real simple process.
And what if you want
to
do it the old-fashioned way and pick up the phone?
Then pick up the phone. We'll
pick
answer
up the phone
it and we'll take care of it.
And you'll book the processing on the phone.
We just do it
take
for you.
Take a credit card, everything.
Yeah, it's the same system. We just put it in for you.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, the whole Starlink thing. I mean, every boat, I think, now has Starlink. So we have a bunch of anglers that they just call for the
call.
Oh, I give them a reservation. Yeah, go give them a call.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi
that's
calling.
So rad. That's so rad.
And if you're somebody that we process this year, if we have a card on file for you, you can text us or call us and give us permission to charge your card, and we'll put your reservation in that way. No problem.
You should be really proud of how streamlined and efficient you guys made this. I mean, it was always a great business. It is so much better in a very short amount of time. It's really cool to see.
Thank you, Rick.
You guys did a great job.
There's been a really good learning curve this year. We've learned a lot of things and ways to make it even better, and it's going to be better. So, it's been our trademark forever. You guys know it's like you just have to make something better. So it's going to be even better and get more efficient and cool. You know, again, the customers.
Well, let's try and sneak in one more call.
You got it. How about we talk to Charlie calling us from Lumber Auto this morning? Hey, Charlie, welcome to Let's Talk.
Real quick question, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and guests. Great show this morning. Just to touch on the processing, is there any pickling or jarring or canning of these tuna available in that particular area, or is there an area that you might recommend for canning that type of tuna in spears?
So we do not can on site, but we work with a cannery from Washington. So if you wanted to trade your tuna in for cans, we have ahi that's available, and you can get it in olive oil, natural seasoning, or jalapeno. And we just have a 30% yield conversion, and then we convert that to cans for you, and you can walk out with cans the same day.
Wow.
But you pay for the cans.
It's $5 per pound.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on board the Liberty. More Let's Talk Hookup with Tim and Mary Lee. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, everyone. James Holst here with North Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at North Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt, and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all North Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's NORSK lithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see North Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why North Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
Gamakatsu is not just all about hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you'll always want more. The new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they'll never rust. Check out the new lineup of shirts and hats, and of course, Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are amazing. Gamakatsu, much more than just the best hooks. Get them at your local tackle shop or at gamakatsu.com.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the Earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water, the culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life, to achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide, rule the water.
Hey, San Diego, the Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024, featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk. We're having a great time here this morning. All right, Marilee's going to do us the honor and flip the prize coin, find out who's going fishing on the boat. It's on the ground. We have
a texter. Yeah, I saw.
Congratulations, Dan in Pomona. You have got yourself a trip on board the Liberty. Congratulations.
All right, Dan. Congratulations. And boy, what a great show, you guys.
Awesome, you guys.
Super good time. If somebody wants to make a reservation, how do we do it, Marilee?
Go to fishermansprocessing.com, click on the green reservation button, or give us a call at 619-255-3128. We'd be happy to talk to you. We are actually taking some much-needed days off for these holidays, but we'll be back in on Monday the 30th.
Okay. For you guys.
So, yeah. But you can still make the online reservation.
You can do online right now, and then we'll return all calls starting on the 30th.
Yeah, because that's when the boat gets back in.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. Look how that happens.
And, Tim, if somebody wants to book a trip on the Royal Star, how do we do that?
RoyalStarSportFishing.com, or give us a jingle in the office, 619-224-4764. And I just want to...
Are there any spots available?
There's a few here and there.
Yeah.
Just a few.
Yeah.
But thank you very much, everybody. I want to end the year with a heartfelt thank you for both your support of Royal Star, Fisherman's Processing, trusting in the process. You know, there's been a lot of changes, but they've all been for the better. And like I said, we pledge that it's going to get better and better as we go into the new year.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Sure. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you for all your support here, too. And thank you to Danny for Man of the Phones, Adam for the Let's Talk Hookup app. And thanks to you out there, your calls, your texts, and your support of Let's Talk Hookup. Very appreciative. We'll be back. Big show tomorrow. Wayne Cotto from CCA California. It's his retirement show.
Yeah,
and we're going to have some very, very special guests calling in. So that's a don't miss show. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 1090 AM.